Richie Beno had nothing on this man. His impeccable suit was so white it glowed. His hair was white, his teeth were white. He was our white knight, here to save us from the evils of... Gasp! Germs!
Ooh, what is that smelly stuff?
My special salad dressing for tomorrow's party!
Not in my refrigerator!
Man from Glad, Cold War in kitchen.
He'd stop our food spoiling with a little bit of space-age technology that we could all afford. He was the Man from Glad. In TV ads of the 1960s, he arrived to save helpless little housewives.
Be my guest.
Seals tight, easier to handle. Try textured Glad Wrap.
The thing is, it simply wouldn't have been a hit in any other era. In more fiscally responsible generations, we wouldn't have wasted our hard-earned on something so unnecessary. What did Granny do? She popped an upturned plate over the bowl of leftovers, or perhaps she spread a gauze cloth over the cakes to keep the flies off, or wrapped the sandwiches up in a neat package with greaseproof. There are several stories of how Glad Wrap came to be, including a potion for dry cleaning fluid that solidified and a hard plastic cover for a car that went wrong somewhere along the way. What does have a ring of truth is that it was invented in Australia by research chemist Sir Douglas Lyons Ford at the Union Carbide plant in Sydney in 1963. Australian housewives first heard about Glad Wrap after a series of 1960s marketing stunts that predate the Man from Glad. In one, food was produced and wrapped in Glad Wrap, placed in a glass-fronted fridge in the windows of Woolworths Sydney and GJ Coles in Melbourne, with an armed guard nearby. Guests were amazed to find that this newfangled plastic wrapping kept food as fresh as the day it was made. We've come up with plenty of other uses for the plastic wrap in the ensuing years. Hairdressers love it to seal in colour and conditioner. Tattooists use it. Beauty therapists wrap you up in it. Incidentally, it doesn't work as a contraceptive. That's a myth. New generation plastic cling wrap is made of polyethylene instead of the suspect original formulation of PVC, which possibly transfers some of its nasties to the food under it. And does the new polyethylene break down? Well, if you read the fine print in the box, it says, when properly incinerated, the wrap breaks down to carbon dioxide and water vapour. But what happens if you just put it in the rubbish bin and it goes to landfill? From Glad Wrap to eternity, perhaps?
That's Kate McGee with her excoriating exposé of the ubiquitous plastic wrap, which you can use to seal in the freshness of your extruded meal you've printed for dinner. Links, images and more information on 3D printing and cling film can be found on the RN First Bite website. Just look for Radio National in a search engine.